This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's leader undergoes emergency heart surgery shortly before a tense vote on legal reforms, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is recovering after an emergency heart procedure involving the fitting of a pacemaker. His medical emergency comes amid surging tension over the government's legal reform plans, with lawmakers in Netanyahu's absence now debating the planned overhaul's first piece before a parliament vote could turn it into law. Meanwhile, mass protests against the plans are continuing on the streets for a seventh month. If approved, the measure could limit Supreme Court powers by stopping judges from striking down government decisions, something critics say will allow political leaders to pass arbitrary decisions and enable corruption. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A Russian attack on Ukraine's southern port of Odessa early on Sunday used 19 types of missiles to cause maximum destruction, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. Ukraine's leader said that almost 50 buildings were damaged, 25 of them architectural monuments, and the Greek consulate was among the affected structures. The cathedral hit on Sunday is one of Moscow's linked Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Ukraine's second largest church. Russia has been pounding Odessa and other Ukrainian food export facilities nearly daily over the past week. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said while Ukraine has recaptured half the territory Russia initially seized in its invasion, Kyiv faced a very hard fight to win back more. Blinken said in an interview with CNN on Sunday, quote, "These are still relatively early days of the counteroffensive. It is tough," adding, "It will not play over the next week or two. We're still looking into several months." This is VOA News. Homes and hotels have been evacuated on the Greek island of Rhodes, forcing at least 30,000 people to flee to safe areas that have been set up across the Greek island. Anthony Karasava reports from Athens.
Firefighters are focusing on extinguishing or at least containing four major fronts to prevent them from spreading to other tourist hubs. Such an outcome would spell disaster for Rhodes, among Greece's most popular tourist destinations and a favorite among British and American travelers. Since the massive evacuation commenced, tourists have been escorted from the island south to the north. Bikrasava for VOA News, Athens.
Firefighters blazed battles in southern Italy, and properties on the island of Sicily suffered blackouts as temperatures surged again during a heat wave that has caused chaos across parts of Europe. Sicily's civil protection agency said the temperature in some areas in eastern Sicily rose to 47 degrees Celsius on Sunday, close to a record European high of 48.8 degrees Celsius recorded 2 years ago. Some areas close in the east suffered power cuts, which officials blamed in part on the heat. It seems that Twitter is getting a whole new look and that the famous bluebird is flying away, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's changing the platform's logo from the bird to an X. He wrote, "Soon we will bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." Earlier this month, Musk sparked outrage with new limits on how many tweets could be viewed for free, trying to drive users to the $8 a month subscription service. Musk bought Twitter a year ago. He's making changes as a new competitor is gaining popularity, Meta's new app named Threads. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Spain appears headed for political gridlock after inconclusive national elections left parties on both the left and right without a clear path for forging a new government. The conservative Popular Party won Sunday's elections, but it fell short of its hopes of scoring a much bigger victory and forcing the removal of Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, and the result could lead to a hung parliament and a new election in the coming months. Likely coalitions are coming just short of the 176 seats the absolute majority needed to form a government. Find more on our website, including the podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, at voanews.com. Or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.